Dubai Eye
103.8. Yeah, you are live on Dubai Eye 103.8. You're live with the agenda, and we're live from the Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week, brought to you by Mazda, and a very special guest joining us now. The UAE mission to the International Renewable Energy Agency, IRENA, as many of you will know it, have taken the taken advantage of this week to launch its latest campaign. It's called Hashtag Act for Impact, a multi-channel platform that calls on country representatives to the IRENA Assembly, as well as the general public, to accelerate the shift towards a world supported by renewable energy sources. To tell us more about it, an absolute pleasure to be joined by the permanent representative of the UAE to IRENA, Her Excellency Dr. Nawal Al-Hassani, joins us live from our broadcast position. Your Excellency, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for hosting me, and welcome to Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week again.
Thank you. We were just commenting off air about the extraordinary growth, not just in size, but also significance of this event. Something like that must give you real pride coming back year after year.
You have no idea. I have been with Masdar. I started my life with Masdar in 2008, and then I am here today representing the UAE at IRENA, and looking at Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week and how it's grew from the World Future Energy Summit, looking only at energy, that now we have, you know, six pillars. We are looking at energy and climate change, we are looking at health technology, we are looking at mobility, space, technology for good, water. So this growth is phenomenal. And to your point, you just mentioned how it's not only the growth of number of people participating and the number of different pillars, but the growth of impact that this week had on the world, basically.
Yeah, that's what I find fascinating. Yep, we talk about the number of features and issues here in the UAE, but the fact that the things that are being discussed here are being talked about the world at the moment.
Absolutely, absolutely. And because it's very relevant, and because it's concrete, and it's this, basically we begin the year with it. So, you know, we had COP and kind of a little bit of disappointment globally. But here you see, you know, all those decision makers, policy makers, technology, private sector, academia, youth, everything is on the agenda, and everything is actually aiming for a concrete action and a concrete act for impact.
Talking of acts, I want to ask you about the act, the hashtag Act for Impact campaign. You've launched it this week. What is it?
So Act for Impact was launched basically first because we are celebrating this year the 10th anniversary of IRENA. The 10th anniversary of the IRENA General Assembly, which kicked off the activities of Abu Dhabi Sustainability Week. We wanted to, again, we've done so much in the last 10 years, and we think that there is a great opportunity to even do more, because we are not even remotely close to the targets that we set to ourselves globally to achieve. So the aim of this campaign is to help spread IRENA's message around the world, to give a little bit more insights on what can be done and what has been done, and sharing, asking IRENA community, the member states, the observers, everybody who's engaged with IRENA, to share their their achievements, to share their success stories, to share their challenges if they have any challenges, and see, you know, how IRENA can help them achieve those targets, but also help them maybe a little bit refine their strategies, refine their policies, and support them in the process of moving towards and transitioning towards a renewable energy and a greener energy kind of mix.
So this is not a campaign for each every individual member. This is an overall looking at the campaigns that different countries and different members are implementing, looking to achieve their goals. Is it
exactly? So it's basically a campaign that aims to target all. So we are looking at members of states basically responding to it by speaking about their own achievements, what has been happening in their countries, how IRENA helped them progress with their targets. But it also give a platform for different segments of the community, you know, the public. Renewable energy, and this is one of basically the biggest challenges that we have been trying to overcome, is how the public can relate to such a big target? How can the public relate more and more to sustainability and look at it as a way of life? So we looked at to this as an opportunity also, and to engage with in a platform that's accessible to all. As you know, very rarely people nowadays read the news, but everybody is on Twitter and everybody is on Instagram and different platforms of social media. So we thought if we reached the public in this way, that will help spread the message, and that will help also find a way for all of us to talk one language and share our commitment to such a big goal.
That's a really interesting approach, because you're right, you know, when we see hashtags, when we see a country's campaign, a country's policy, etc., a lot of us, you know, in the comfort of our own household or the comfort of our own car, will think, yeah, but my efforts, that's not really going to change anything. This is really focusing on the individual, the impact the individual and the individual household can have as well.
It focuses on that this is a shared responsibility. Yeah. You cannot just blame the government. You cannot just blame the private sector. You cannot just blame somebody. We all have our thing to do. We are all partners in this. It's going to impact us all. You know, the impact of climate change is going to touch all of us. It's going to touch businesses, it's going to touch governments, but definitely touching the individual. So we all have our share to do. And we've seen consumers driving large corporations to change their approach. We've seen youth driving governments to introduce new policies. So the power of the individual is extremely, extremely strong. And that's why, you know, all of us needs to start by ourselves. And a few years ago, you know, we launched a campaign, we called it Starts With You, yeah, because it does start with the individual. And the individual does have a say and does have an impact. And that's why we wanted to flag that, you know, you can act for impact. It doesn't matter if you are an individual, it doesn't matter if you are a company and media, you know, yourself and Dubai Eye, you need to be acting for impact as well.
It does exactly as it says on the tin. Hashtag Act for Impact is the brand new campaign from the International Renewable Energy Agency, driven a lot by all the team down here at the UAE mission. Listen, I won't keep you any longer. I know it's a busy, busy, busy week for you as well. Day two of what is a long week. You looking forward to the rest of the week?
Absolutely. It's a great week. And, you know, we call it, it's the Sustainability Festival that is here. It comes from Abu Dhabi to the world.
Thank you so much indeed for your time.
Thanks for
explaining more to us, and all the best for the rest of the week.
Thank you so much.
Huge thanks to our very special guest, Her Excellency Dr. Noelle Al-Hassani, the permanent representative of the UAE to IRENA.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.